Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. You're listening to MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.
Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we are on the air.
Is that what they say on the radio still? Are we on the air? Or do they say, are we online?
Are we online? Do we have Wi-Fi?
I don't know.
Whatever you call it. Are we live?
What's the Wi-Fi password?
Of course we're live. So it's MCMI Radio, Friday night.
Yes, sir, Friday night.
MCMI.
It's on us to make sure that you know, the generations after us know, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Cocaine slinging the hood, I'm bringing the goods. In other words, I'm bringing the buzz. I'm swinging my cuffs in the blue vein, switching lanes, back seat full of goods. What it do, huh? Baby sucking on the blow pop. Put your seatbelt on, let me make the four hot. I get out the crib, walk on the block, left hand on my block. 20 quick minute, don't stop. Yeah, nigga, I can always tell a scared nigga. Old loud, my bust ass nigga wouldn't break a glass. Now you wanna run up on me, man. I catch you by itself, now you talking fast.
Oh, Snoop Dogg, please don't laugh.
Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. But worry about my homies, cause my homies gon' bang on the game.
Twice with Tennessee, and we bangin' on these niggas who ain't from SDG.
gang activity.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. DMS, LR Blitzkrieg, Friday night, MCMIReport.com, man. This is Shy Stimuli, aka the President, Whippin' always in the building. Y'all know what it is. Tune in. Yep.
This your boy reporting live hood news at the Scorp Awards. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, it's going crazy, just like we expected. Niggas getting their chain snatched. Niggas, you know the cup that Lil Jon be having? I just saw a nigga pissing it and make another nigga drink it. That's how crazy this shit going down here, man. This shit is crazy.
Just let me be great. Let me be great. I feel like motherfucking Cassius Clay right now. Genius. Don't be good, my nigga. Be great. After that government cheese, we eating steak. After them projects, now we on the states. I'm from the bottom, I know you can relate.
This shit is crazy.
MCMI. Just let me be great. Let me be great. I feel like motherfucking Cassius Clay right now. Genius. Don't be good, my nigga. Be great. After that government cheese, we eating steak. After them projects, now we on the states. I'm from the bottom, I know you can relate. Fuck up the world. Just fuck up the swerve. Fuck up the world. Me and Destiny got a day. Martin had a dream. Hope got a team. My chain already heavy. Let me get a ring. Parades down Flatbush. Confetti on my fur. Turn right and run. Niggas heavy on the curb. See, most of my niggas die early 20s to late teens. I'm just trying to come from under the thumb of this regime. 1% of a billion more than niggas ever seen. Still they want to act like it's an everyday thing. Clean. Fuck up, I swear. Fuck up the swear. Fuck up the swear. Fuck up the high yellow sky dweller in the rose gold. Legend of the summer in the rose bowl. Came through Pasadena in the low low. Just to show respect to the cholos. Feeling like a stranger in my own land. Got me feeling like Brody in Homeland. I just want a shot to show my genius. Standing on the top, hold my penis. America trying to masculate the greats. Murder Malcolm, gave cash at the shakes. Wait, tell me rumble, young man, rumble. Try to dim your lights, tell you be humble. You know I'm gonna shine like a trillion watts. You know a nigga trill is Michael Jackson socks. Sending light out to Compton in 100 blocks. Little bastard boy, basking on top. Ah, fuck up the swirl. Fuck up this world. Let's fuck up the world. Let's fuck up this world. Fuck up the sippin' Deuce, boy, this ain't your daddy yet. He in the Cadillac, me, I'm in the Maybach. This ain't gray sweatsuits and white two socks. This is black leather pants and a pair of stands. Boxes, my synopsis is clear. Got strip clubs feeling like Oxford, I swear. Teacher, I'm trying to unteach ya. All the shit they taught you that got you all in the bleachers. When you front row at the Knicks game, knows the Spike Lee's. You front row everywhere, you in the HOVs. Jordan 1's and dungarees. And that's just the half of my war path. Make a million of a million, let my niggas make a million. Till we all check a billion, shit is just the way I'm feeling. We'll get to see a ceiling, we just top what we top. Cause the bars don't struggle when the struggle don't stop.
It's the heartbeat of the people. the ghetto people, and when I say ghetto people, the people who cannot afford to go to big concerts. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can't afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
Like we bring an 88 back.
Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. From the hood.
I want a bitch that look good and cook good. Cinderella fancy, but she still look good. Butt naked in the kitchen flipping pancakes. But she tricking off the dough that a man makes. We got our own handshake, her titties ain't fake. Fucking in the car cause we just can't wait to get home. Early in the morning, getting stoned. Pretty with her eyes low, runny by a Bible. The type of bitch that big, steady with die for. Is the type that I ride and stay alive for. Tats on her back, looking all tribal. She no shoes, like she no survival. Well put together, she weathered the storm. Seen her brother die, so forever she's strong. Hit Beyonce's song and she gotta perform. Whether fucking or fighting, we getting it on. Say shit, she can feel it. I talk the realest, toenails acrylic. Ass is a weapon and it's hard to conceal it. Baby in one arm, the other is the skillet. Fried chicken macaroni, raised on the back of Stony. Ghetto Prince, she's my abalone. Like shit that had the back of Tony. Montana, reminded me of me, of my mama. Knowing the drama like she know when the joke. Still a nigga swears not want me to smoke. I poke my head out of business. My tweets in the streets and I know who my friends is. In this love for the money, power and clothes. My ghetto housewife watch reality shows. She might get to snapping if the cabinets ain't closed. When the camera starts snapping, she ready to pose.
Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams.
When it come to writing rhymes, subject matter be changing too quickly at times. So I keep it strictly about dimes and stick to the story. Call me a pro in the pussy category. Had explicit experiences I shouldn't mention. For me, getting women turned from sport to addiction. Powerful women playing the roles of submission. Lawyers on leashes, congresswomen inflicting pain on them. I gave one of them, I'm sadistic. They liked it, they liked it, devices twisted. Till I get a nice chick to get me on some nice shit. Crib raising kids, Labrador behind a white fence. But I'm still single, looking for Cleopatra. African queen, yo, look at me, I'm a bachelor. Y'all niggas in trouble, keep your girls behind closed doors. Cross your fingers, be happy, I haven't chose yours. She loves glamour, bought a Vera Wang sandals. Valentino bag, this my etiquette. My man is half hood, half class. Photographers, cameras, caught us out here. The spotlight, hope she can handle. She can join me, red carpet at my next non-profit. Event having spots about some alcohol vomit. Jumping out of Bentley with some fresh red bottoms. You lived a dream with me when you were just in the project.
Dreams.
Murder, they see me, see my appearance, and see a threat. this time they may be correct. I'ma give them the villain that they project. Bring mayhem to the villages they protect. So this time around they'll have a reason to leave me wet. Nah, this ain't politically correct. Fuck it, I ain't got no political connects. All I got a set of brass ones in my word that I break for nobody. See what I embody is a flow so heavenly. Grandmother's repping me. Street niggas fuck with it, college kids especially. I ain't a street nigga, just got the recipe. I bridge the gap between hood and campus successfully. So how you not have respect for me? How these rap dudes not have a check for me? It's cool, cause from now on, they gon' have to check for me. Cause I'm gon' be on everything, so everything re-rest in peace. Peace? That's the last thing I'm thinking about. Cease peace when I grip this pen and it ain't come out. Young militant, black vigilant, raised in the inner city where no one is safe, not even innocent. In a sense that Trayvon should have been a trend. In my neighborhood, I done seen a million Zimmermen. Only difference is there, I resemble him. Black on black, four straps on black, flea, Bibles flat, back to back. Just another homie in a body bag. Bitch's life cycle where I be residing at. Speak the language of the people, reason they confide in black. Stop it, black. They say you spitting conscious raps that contradict the niggas who they sign and rap. Well, ponder this. Since y'all be talking contraband, I figured I could smuggle conscious in. I guess not. Gave it my best shot, but see, making sense only make you sense. I'm aware of that. Got a sense, so uncommon. Let's be clear of that. Guess I gotta switch up, especially if I want them big bucks. Keep the fifth tuck, jewels on my neck and wrist, hit the swisher, move weight and grip my dick up, while a bad bitch capture it all on picture, cause you know they won't believe, unless you got it on camera, hit the lights and it's action, quit your acting, no Oscars for you lyrical imposter, nope, no slouch in me, deliver with a posture, more than a monster, I'm real life horror, I slaughter your top five rappers in no order, wouldn't bother with this barbarian, barren barbarian. Barry bars and flows overflowing your barriers. Scary eyes to go against them is suicide. Both you and your crew can get crucified if we cross ways. Never straight like a bullet that's fixated on its target. When he's talking, the kid is seemingly flawless. But perfect, I am not, son. Every single flaw serves a purpose. Consequently, your perfect verse is the outcome. What outcomes is so in need of condoms. Raw is best. Don't suggest you listen without one. Neighborhood gotta watch. Can't sleep around the reaper when it's go time. See me in my black hoodie, then you know it's your time. Niggas, rest in peace, Trayvon. Super cool.
Peace, world. I go by the name Cause Cordero. You are now listening to MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk, hosted by my boys GMS and LR Blitzkrieg every Friday night, MCMIReport.com. Get all your hip-hop needs met.
Don't ask me what's up with the hoes. Still working the kinks out. Love stinks that explains all this anger that's spilling out. And I ain't chilling now. Got an Oscar, but I'm still a grouch. I use it as a doorstop and a prop for the broken leg for the couch. Yellow wolf shady. Don't touch slaughterhouse. Yeah, the spot team about to break them black waters out. Go to hell in a drought, break ice waters out. Next try, shorty pop, with your windows out. Jewelry store, but Christ, for that Christ could have bought a house. Size, only thing I ever had. Ice out of my heart since I started out. Except why, if you ain't knowing what, know what you wear. Nah, ain't knowing. Oh, wait, you want a date? Oh, well, in that case, ho, it's June 8th. Oh, and kind of like Beethoven composing a symphony of hate. So much hate woven into these patsy stitches of beat straight sewing. Then I'm beginning to hate clothes, and I hate overalls because they remind me of hoes. For Christ's sake, they're shaped like an ace. Whoa, and you know what else starts with ace, though? Hockey shit, thought I had to play slow. And I hate to put you on ice, but you already had 3 periods in 60 minutes. Great going. Plus, you remind me of cocaine, ho. You're always in a mirror with your face, so I feel a nurse. Put you all in a line and chop you with a razor blade. Yo, wait, I'm an A-ho. Devil with a halo. Hell yeah, nails halo. To the railroad, say I won't. Better hope you can stay afloat when I take the wind out your sailboat. But I ain't playing, yo. Dope and shady, don't kid yourself. Bitch, you ain't even a baby goat.
But I said it meant to
MCMI,
give a call,
give
a GMS.
Let this joint ride.
Ride out to the motherfuckers, please.
This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MC MI Radio Friday. My name is Destroy. You tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz. Tell your mother, tell your father this situation, this MC MI Radio. Hose them down, all right? Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life. And if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming, Destroy, peace.
Warning. Warning. The Surgeon General of Brooklyn, New York has determined that the sounds you are about to hear will always be devastating to your ear.
Let's do it. Yeah. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man.
And I'm hitting them hard ass.
You already know what it is, right here.
Hitting them hard.
History in the making.
said it. Watch what you ask for, you just might get it.
Yep.
Go for mine before I live to regret it.
Yeah,
I wrote this line, now you can see where I'm headed.
Woo.
Not bad for a rookie.
Yeah,
that's why promoters still book me while y'all playing hooky. Y'all thought I did it all for the nookie. Off the third rope like looky looky.
Looky looky looky.
Super fly snooker.
Yeah.
Hit them with the left right hooker. Touch and destroy, made you look up while DJ Premier cut the hook up.
I'm hitting them hard, oh my, yes. You wanna rockin' with the best. My rap niggas say yes, yes.
Give
up, yes. Oh, that's rap. Come on and bring it out to chest. My rap bitches say yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Oh my, yes. You wanna rockin' with the best. My rap niggas say yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Oh, that's rap. Come on and bring it out to chest. My rap bitches say yes, yes.
I'm a destroy, standing in my destroy stance. The glowing proof, Leroy's hands out of this world while I'm getting Leonard Nimoy amp. 50 MCs, about to rip like B-boy pants. Yikes! Bushwick, I am a little nutty. So lyrically, kids will love me till I kill your buddy. And leave them like silly bunny from Miss McGillicuddy to McGilla Gorilla, nigga, I'm talking everybody. Maxwell's Memorex, tone set forever fresh. Headphones, hoodie on, like Bill Belichick. Act disorderly, I keep horns with me. Cause Ruby's wanna fuck a legend like Kamora Lee. Get up, stand up. Come and put your hands up. Mosh to the track before they put us all in handcuffs. Yeah, people tweeting D is a beat. Clean version, I ain't bleeping with you bleeping them seats.
Come on, come on. Oh, why, yes. You wanna rockin' with the best. My rap niggas say yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Oh, that's fresh. Come on and bring it out your chest. My rap bitches say yes,
I'm
yes,
hitting
yes,
them hard.
Yes. Oh, why, yes. You wanna rockin' with the best. My rap niggas say yes,
yes,
yes, yes. Oh, that's fresh. Come on and bring it out your chest. My rap bitches say yes,
yes. I'm hitting them hard, and I'm hitting them hard, hard, and I'm hitting them hard, hitting them hard, and I'm hitting them hard, and I'm hitting them hard. I'm back, and I'm hitting them hard, hard, hitting them hard, and them hard.
Tony Tush, Tony Tush.
You're listening to MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk with my man GMS and LR Blitzkrieg. Don't be stupid, man. Listen, man. Don't be a dummy, man. It's your boy Mozzie, Soul Purpose, all day.
Check it out, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Tony Stoke, what up, baby? D-Block reporting in, yeah.
I don't know you or heard of you if you ain't do real shit.
Know.
You just snack food like cashews and trail mix.
Ooh.
About the 600 bends, yeah, the champagne sick. That's the outside, inside champagne. I'm real numb, I don't feel your man pain.
Feel.
I'm trying to stick up 100 brick pickup. Sitting in the pickup, cock back one in the head of the flicker. Stick you like a sticker.
Sick.
I don't want to meet you, know you or dap you. Gun take to the toilet when I play the bathroom.
God.
Come to the good green, they call me your vacuum. Come to a problem, nigga, they call me to clap you. Come to the money, baby, you know I'ma stack you. Sound like a rhyme, yeah, but shit is all factual. You fucking with a family man. Don't you ever cross the line where the family stands. Few shooters in the family van, some in the hoop though. Me, I'm getting money with honey up in the coop though. Flying on the highway, you get shot in my hood if you walk or talk sideways.
There's no real rhyme or reason, every quarter, every season, flow get hotter, pretty bitches twisting up my streets.
Uh-huh.
I keep on the knees,
uh-huh.
I do this for ease,
yeah.
I get my shine on and I ain't from Belize,
up,
I ain't running from the keys, I ain't touching no keys,
uh-huh.
Maybe a couple guns here, a couple little
P's,
sell it by the pound, make a couple little G's,
yeah.
I'm a big dog, now get up off my nuts, you please,
uh-huh.
I still got the razor in my mouth,
found
the hammer with the laser in the house,
uh-huh.
Computer with no mouse,
yeah.
Touch screen, every diamond on me, cut clean.
Bling.
Chain swing, watch velvet pine tree green.
Oh.
Yuck, she flow nasty as
lick.
Yeah. Fill up in the rest.
Uh-huh.
You messing with the
feeling
I'll be all in the hood, homie, and I don't wear. Who the fuck you niggas trying to impress?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much clothes, I'm running out of closet space. Too much dough, running out of deposit space.
Uh-huh.
Psycho kiss, yeah, I'm a closet case. The hardest bars, you stab the hardest bass.
Uh-huh.
They don't worry me.
Nah.
I'm on top, till they bury me.
Yeah.
This is that inmate therapy.
Yo.
Good price, get you some nice work. Stomp a nigga out with the Louie, see if the spice works. 10,000 in the bank, see if the dice
Let's
work.
Go.
Kidnap a nigga just to see what his life worth.
Uh-huh.
I be in the trenches,
yeah.
Sales on the benches.
What?
Know you see the cuts on the diamonds. Princess,
Ooh.
Young niggas doing all this dumb shit senseless.
What?
Whole entourage full of Aries and Vince's. Play this
believe every word when I say this. That boy Jabba, one of the greatest, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's levels of the shit. Niggas can't fuck with it. It's levels of the shit. I be on the block with the dough ass demons and devils and shit. Militia the click and you know the mission of money. You fuck around my niggas, I put the clip in your tummy. Don't want no niggas, it's not about it to hype me for nothing. I got a case that's still open, I'll leave you like if you want it. I said it's levels of the shit, it's pedals of the shit. He never seen the bezel with so many pebbles in the shit. A rebel in a suit, I ain't here to settle for this shit. For a fucker, I'd rather put a kettle on my dick. You might be vexed, I turn your wifey X. I'm riding through the BX, stretch like 3X. I call my pop PG, soon call me CG. Welcome back home, Turk BG, gotta be next. I'm in Philly with my DC niggas, me and I'm Melly from Epic, from Epicene, so rolling and loaded to ride up a side and hide up a spot if I get the green, nigga. You don't want smoke. Tell these niggas to tell all these bitches I'm back. Murder the thought. Don't tell none of these bitch niggas shit. Matter of fact, ball for ball, y'all niggas is behind. I put your career in prison anytime. I'm my own government. And I only running with one rule, no sucker shit. Rob niggas in the public, beat the eyes black, blue, and ask stick, you know they fucking with. And they militia, suck a dick to the trick, the way that depends on the dentures, your mother's mother, bitch. Never been too proud to beg, I'm too high for pride when I move out the bed. I'm up, sleep is a luxury I can't afford. If I ain't looking tight, then you ain't gotta be scared, I'm a nightmare.
Yo, peace, what up, it's Homeboy Sandman, alright? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip-hop, real talk, you understand? This is what I'm talking about Friday, 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this ill-ish. Son, peace.
Have you ever seen a woman go from frantic to calm, like real fast? Let me explain.
Over 40, nigga. Still me, what? That still look good, too. What? You see me? You see me,
nigga.
Like
nigga,
see me.
Look at your boy.
Nigga, look at your boy.
I see
ya. Look.
Hey,
look real quick.
Yep, I'm like Gold Team Eric. I was born with dopeness, just where you inherit.
Uh-huh. King.
This is why I'm hot. Playboy approached me wrong. This is why I shot. Ball, I get the game from my pop. To everyone know my name, the game don't stop.
Nah.
So I keep pumping the block until I'm big as Rihanna and Nathan's rock. Why you love Sosa? I'm over here loving this RG3 Redskin that's on my sofa. Her ass alone, man, bigger than Oprah. Puerto Rican, Dominican, first name Rosa. Anyway, let me explain one time. We bougie, we up in here making a movie. Check slate, it's a rap. I'm the bigger nigga with bigger, you figure, how's that?
Let me explain it. Let me explain it.
Let your window down, now you on the passenger side. Get in, now you get it, quit it and quit it. One, come test me now, tell him the line did it. And bit him off a chip of the block of the wood. Little homie couldn't rock if he could. Click, cocking and pull. Hip hopping over line of the bull, more full. And yes, I am paid in full. For shizze, manizze, air di isne. That's all I'm a sizze. Oh, kizze, cause I'm too mean, too clean, too cold, too slick. Hey, nigga, look real quick. That nigga Snoop about to take your bitch with no hesitation or explanation. Pimp.
Let me explain this. Let me explain this.
Full of blacks like raw heat. They see the flow back in all geek. It's like I'm Pete Charles on Mall Street. They tell me time, money, but talk cheap. If rappers want kicking, I'm all feet.
Every line's autistic, that's on me. My man's son's autistic, that's so key. To why I go and get it, I'm so G. That's why I wear the fit, it's so low-key. That's why I kill a critic for no fee. Then tell the judge I did it and go free. E-double-E, my code D. Let's throw the book at him, what's your plea? Guilty as charged, the tide is when the guilty in charge. Took a bunch of deaf artists and built me a squad. What's today's mad bill with the guard? We women and cars, lock the game down, I'm giving them bars. What is life if you ain't living at large? If you ain't living at large, go get a price check and get you a job. But wait,
let me explain this. Let me explain this.
In the mirror,
yeah.
I'm saying to myself,
that's a fly nigga.
Yeah, Harlem is the city.
Huh?
Got all my niggas with me.
Yeah.
You know that they get busy.
Let's ride, nigga.
Da 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 da.
You niggas know I'm hot.
Ride. Da 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 da.
They tryna take my spot.
Ride.
Play the bench, the starters are staying in. My thinking cap on, I'm about ready to raise the brim. Been bathing in the money, so honeys, the favors win. I got enough fans, ain't looking to make a friend. Bad news for niggas with rap moves. The facts prove I'm way up in the stat pool. If cash rules, the bread good, then you fast food. Thought I left, but I write on them like tattoos.
Let it marinate. You know, let them rewind that thing. Let them get acquainted with what's going on. You know that thing be over the top sometimes. You got to spin it back. Let them get it, you know, and then you proceed with that. You know what I'm saying? All the way from Cash City, 518, all the way to NY. We doing it, putting it down for the towns. You and me, you understand? It's like that. Jay Green, Money Talks, your boy Lotus.
MCMI.
Like
we
bringing 88 back.
Huh?
I'm looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm saying to myself,
that's the fly nigga.
Yeah, Harlem is the city.
Huh?
Got all my niggas with me.
Yeah.
You know that they get busy.
Let's ride, nigga.
Da 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 da.
You niggas know I'm hot.
Ride. Da 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 da.
They tryna take my spot.
Ride.
Play the bench, the starters are staying in. My thinking cap on, I'm about ready to raise the brim. Been bathing in the money, so honeys, the favors win. I got enough fans, ain't looking to make a friend. Bad news for niggas with rap moves. The facts prove I'm way up in the stat pool. If cash rules, the bread good, then you fast food. Thought I left, but I write on them like tattoos. Mirror on the wall, who's the fly as the ball? Maybe the monologue, a fancy designer club. Buying out the ball for baby behind the bar. So you can tell them niggas for tying them on my job. They want me as a martyr. Shout to him or mama. R.I.P. after Huddy and light a candle for Harlem. Bring the niggas that knew me and bitches that love me truly. 100 bands with a box and bury me in my Gucci. The love day.
My vision getting clearer. I'm looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm saying to myself,
that's a fly nigga.
Yeah, Newark is the city.
Huh?
Got all my niggas with me.
Yeah.
You know that they get busy.
Let's ride, nigga.
Da 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 da.
You niggas know I'm hot.
Oh, man, check it out.
All my fans say fuck you in the fan mail, cause I had they main girl on a handheld. I go to the store, they try to pop my fan bell, then I body them in the street like Cornbread Earl. Boy, I'm that girl, I'm like a pit bull. Windex in the pen to make it crystal. 170, but in rap, I'm a big dude. So yeah, I got bars like a gym room. Boy, I'm that dirty, so tell a rap jury that tennis, the only way a nigga gon' serve me. My black Mac Bernie, I even Mac Siri. Shit, I'm killing the mic like Conrad Murray. Get your weight up, boy, you wanna hustle with it. Even my protein bars got muscle in it. Pop my trunk, pop yours, nothing in it. I'm cool, so hold up, wait a minute, let's go.
My vision getting clearer, I'm looking in the mirror,
yeah.
I'm saying to myself,
that's a fly nigga.
Yeah, Harlem is the city, got all my niggas with me,
yeah.
You know that they get busy,
let's ride nigga.
Da 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 da.
You niggas know I'm hot.
Ride. Da 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 da.
Ready to spit a verse. All haters I unloaded, be ready to get his hearse. I'm about to serve a notice. If Harlem don't get him first, send him down to unemployment, cause homie gon' get this work.
Right.
Hot Benz
every honey gets tapped in. If she hops in, then more than likely we not friends. Look, I'm locked in. Hit you like Skelly, get top spin. First I pop, then I'm out like Pirelli's on stock rims. Flies in the game, still applying the pain. Till Nook was top villain and Light was riding the train. These paper thin villains get scraped and thrown in the flame. 85% of rappers is fake and so is their chain. Now that's a no-brainer. 36 in my chamber. Now a moment of silence, I throw a L up a banger. Lyrics is not a singer, don't never forget his gangster. The ladies, they get the thumbs up, coppers just get the finger.
But love, baby,
my vision getting clearer. I'm looking in the mirror, yeah. I'm saying to myself,
that's a fly nigga.
Yeah, Harlem is the city, got all my niggas with me, yeah. You know that they get busy.
Let's ride, nigga.
Da da, da 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 da, da 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 da.
You niggas know I'm hot.
Ride, da da, da 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 da.
Start a fire, tire, sharpen the barbed wire, lyrical jambalaya. And life like Stoudemire with the rock. Peep it on the shepherd, they admiring the flock. Niggas are sheepish, secretive, so mysterious. Claiming that you blood, but you really on your period. Claiming that you crisp, but nothing is wrong with you. Well, except you're real dumb, you fuck with the wrong niggas. Man, fucking my song, sick in the catalogs. Walk towards the light, shine so bright, you need a parasol. They try and laugh, rap or die faster than ants under the magnifying glass. This is our kind of class, we find a lab everywhere I go. Leave faces on the flow, everywhere I flow, demon low. The beat is knocking, but the information make the speakers blow. They keep it on the low, but I know my people need it, yo.
Just don't call me evil and don't call it ego when I'm right. And you're gone. It don't mean I'm evil and don't mean it's yep. Ego, cause come on.
Europe, so I can make a buck, make a plural, kicking cause I'm taking euros. Instead of dollars, I invest in better products, man, experience a better college. I still connect with scholars, even though I'm still in these streets. I'm like a local expert. You blog about me on your social network. There ain't no fairy tale, ain't no glass slipper, no Cinderella. The education real, like La Escuela in the favela. Developed to where my pen is my favorite weapon. It's all Brooklyn, I'm a warrior, like MOP, a game rebellion. My name is mentioned with the greats. You already know the name, pay attention to the face. The face of the music to feed your mind and your body simultaneously. The evolution of the brain EMC. They pay a fee so you respect the hustle. The way I write got extra muscle. Work it out.
Just don't call me evil and don't call it ego when I'm right.
Magnificent work miracles, I'm a daddy crib. So back in the day, you get your motherfucking head blown off, take your shirt and coat off. Nugget watch, bench piece, and the hair and bone off. Hop in the Cadillac to feel a roll off. I get down like a nigga in the uproar flick. Green and white tail toes, you know the uproar kicks. I'm alive with aggression, I ride with obsession. Made it through the 80s, and I'ma survive the recession. Compliment, you find me in the pen. 7-8 record deal, fucking sign me in the pen. One of my son's favorite rappers is I. Next up, Tyler, guess what? My son's first name's Bob. But my mom won't be. Keep the place in control. With that is selector. Population control, come on.
Don't call me evil and don't call it ego when I'm right. Yeah.
that street corner curb rap, where all the dirt at? Rats, roaches, snitches, and foul bitches, backstabbers and cutthroat fuckers, your own brothers, cousins, and so-called friends. They all want a piece of your light, cause life dark. They all turn on you easy, cause life hard. I severed my ties with these frauds, flamingo-ass niggas acting like bras. They mad cause my swag real swervy. Doc Martens looking like a black Nazi. Tony Doka, Shea Fofa, I'm Alejandro Sosa, rap music. I design sneakers for Supra. Nigga, I shape and mold your future. I'm robbing this train, sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up, use a project clown. I'm a global phenom, gorilla shit, King Kong. Knock your head off of your neck, you do me wrong. I told you don't ever fuck me, but this nigga don't hear good until that heat rupture your eardrum and fry your brain. My freestyle like freebase or crack cocaine. I'm an OG, young Rolling Stoner. Roll it up, light it up, take a plane, get trippy. I grew up in the era of razors and buck 50s. Violence and hardcore hip hop, she dig me. Like archaeology, she looking for a big bone. She done hit the lottery.
Yo, put some more fucking bass. Turn this motherfucking sound up, man. Blast this shit. Just turn the whole shit up. Fuck that, man. Turn the whole motherfucker up. Niggas got big ass speakers, man. Little ass motherfucking spot. And you can't turn that motherfucker up.
Heard him say Costa Nostra, Chef is Sosa. Pulled up, green beret on some low stuff. 40 below's my clothes, hardly get clothes. Big bread in my pocket, fuck Barnaby Jones. My ice on, chunked out, rugged. My belt is 60 grand, station wagon, Lambo, fuck it. Guns is green, the beam is jet red in the project. Counting matching stacks, cream. Levi's on, I ride around with felines on. Keep it quiet like he not song. With my studio, cause he pop form. I'm in the bebop form, writing graffiti, ice G-Shock on. My glove game crazy, my niggas is moist. All we know is paper, baby. We make up his choice and I'ma ride for it. Let him vile, yo, I'ma die for it. Drop him out the 540, I fly short.
Can't do the spot with the chef, skip the pat down. Fly niggas dressed like kings, word the sack town. Spit it like I gotta put my city on the map now. CEO, take over, time out, tap out. Sat down, Tony Dutch laying in the background. Every verse dope in your city is my track town. Do you smell what we cooking later, smack down? Rappers ain't cutting it, so they gotta crack down. Dark night light, I don't want no sleep. Niggas walking to the green, every Lambo leap. I like Lambo seats, I don't want no Jeep. Get money and spread it out like fronto leak. We the dream team, needing a Jordan and the Keem. You gon' need a few reporters, camcorder routine. Yellow take that stretch like 4 or 5 limousines. 187 to beat, I murder them for cream.
Many offers, raising 85 mil in 9 months of portion. Chief operator followed up by the CEO. The curriculum is modified by the PLO. My infrastructure was built not to suffer with pyramid doors that's on point like the Luxor. Mount Rushmore, you can call me in. Street sweeper under the fleece, I bust more. One shell, two shells, three shells found. 6 perpetrators, but 3 nailed down. Screamed out, told him, yo, it's only one crown. Not another word was said, I let off 4 rounds. So if you love money, tell me right now. If the ladies want some too, you gotta bend down.
Bam, bam. Back again. Me. You ain't seen me for a minute, but I've been here. Money getting longer like my skin here. I sport the latest style of swimwear. I wish I would've known that life would be this way. Then again, if I knew, would I do it the same? Beam an island, but it's blue in the rain. Caught my man a match of 6, and now we 2 in the same. It's only right. Everybody eating, man. Right. For me first, I'm a hunter and I'm selfish. Dunk with Tim Duncan, 360 on your bitch's face. Jumping the rental with the Maryland tags. Don't make me go inside the scrabbling bag. Then put my spoon inside the pudding in the ramekin. Leave you in past tense. All my bitches got access to big fat asses in the black vest. Don't even call, cause I'm in Rome. Peace to all my fucking people locked up that should've been home.
Up my mind and I open up my chakras, perceiving in the light as I focus through my optics.
dirt I watch and stay open when I'm sleeping. Let sleep more work, but I always stay dreaming. Life stays steaming like I'm drifting. Stay scheming, niggas wanna slaughter my existence. But I stay shifting different realities and ask for higher gods. They just standing with balance to me. Like, let me know, let me know, let me know what it is. Let me tell them, let me tell them what's wrong with the kids. Like the pro ever crew, wait, Joey Bad Who? Or the Joey that blew like Indigo Hue? He's an indigo too. Set to lead the generation. Consciousness the weirdest and world domination. Face it, the government's been out to replace them for every route been mistaken. Word is fucking born, man. Still trying to cross up, I do this shit. Got the Reggie from the bush. Get lifted like a saint off the cush. Mad at my niggas push, so I always got the zip stock and the ziplocks. They don't like Ralph flip stock. Hit the Mary, won't kiss the tail. My lips lock, but my grip's not. So I pass it off, real burning. And we ash it off your furniture. Fuck your couch, just touch your mouth. She said she feeling what of them else, but let's don't count. These chickens don't love me, they love to count. But they would never know what's the amount. I keep them hoes in check so they bounce. Don't ever let a chick see you withdrawn. These niggas wanna know what I draw with, but won't respond to what I've drawn. Touching heat drawn, take a dose of Patron. Mention dollar juicing, deuce cues to Metatron. They wanna hear the song through a megaphone, let alone telephone. But my lines stay hella blonde, hella blonde, hella blonde.
Bird is born, fuck the bird till I'm gone.
Yo, Houston, we got a problem. Copy 4-5 hotties in the lobby. Today could blow the rockers properly. But blow spots never stop like the Makis. You never get our keys to my property. Known around my city like George Versace. Young Jason for them dollars in the mix like teriyaki. Around 4, I force my lost Versace over my big head. Cause I don't live here. She getting too cocky. Won't spot me in no closet. I ain't like Kels in them. I tried to put the arm limbs in the skeleton.
Fuck the world, tell them gone.
Word is born,
till I'm gone.
Hey, yo, I spray nines or foes. But if you pick five MCs, ever eight gon' flow like me, nigga. I'm too sick, I mean too sick. Sense of herb, just too shit. Mommy, come see some new stick. Got a man, I don't give two shits. But I tell that dupe, do this, boy, you got to whip it. Hit him in his jaw, sick, it's a strip him for Scottie Pippen. Cause it's all about the big Pippen. Right before it's Nixon, and then question about his timing. Right here, it gets reckless. Bet the vice is to suck your necklace. And put your arms right back into your Lexus. Cause G Stone Crips, they ain't nothing to flex. When they really ain't tight rules, they really on some next shit. So if I were you, I would probably ride with two. No fool, not two dudes. Two twos, that's in dudes, dudes. Cause nigga jacking for your soul. And your new shoes and your jewels too. There's something about another nigga having shit to have them niggas smashing clips all up in your back and dead. Cause it's all about bagging the baddest chick, stacking them chicks up and stack fit. But word is born, you've been on. Word is born, you've been on.
MC, MI,
Tony Todd, Tony Todd, 50 MC. Let me show you what we gonna do with this.
My nigga Hans took the homie package and stole all a nigga loot. Savage popped and made his cabbage swell up like a breadfruit. Money pissed on himself, smelling fishy and halibut. Then we skated, linked up with the wolves and bolted back to Farragut. Passengers just know what time to be approaching. Actress, goody scavenger. The way we muscle niggas play shit and boogie. Back to the gate, time to re-up, call a roster. Plot a joke to package a nigga like Turkey Kilbasa. He's dummy, the shots of blood, Claudio. Apparently when niggas don't know when to lay low and end up in situations where they split your bitch potato, motherfucker. That's the killers, them crushing the niggas, bouncing, deliver this message, you little messenger, nigga. And they dig in your eye socket with heavy duty needles. Trust me, nigga, you don't want no type of problem with them people. People,
listen, little homie, it ain't smart the way you be walking around these parts. These niggas saute livers and ground these parts. Tell the truth, I don't know what you gonna do. Damn, but I'm hoping you get from around here. Around here, use your better sense of judgment. You don't really want it. But yeah, you better fall back.
Watch me, Jada, love. It's not a nigga that I might fear.
No.
My project got a bigger buzz than Lightyear.
Oh,
why these phony niggas hit me with the ice grill?
Hey.
Come in right quick, hit you with that ice pick. If you know J, though, you know I'm on that fly shit.
Yeah.
Why I get my Louis dirty fighting for my side bitch? You better show me some respect. Bodybuilder flow, I only came here to flex. Shining on these hoes without a chain on my neck. You talking crazy, little homie, put your brain on the tech. All sex on your brain.
On your brain.
Either way, the end and still stay the same.
Stay the same.
Yeah. Hey, I got a lot and I'm still trying to get more. Blow my candles out and I can't think of what to wish for.
Damn,
I remember back when I used to be piss poor. Anybody trying to take shit from me, I wrote this for. Yeah.
Listen, little homie. It ain't smart the way you be walking around these parts. These niggas saute livers and ground these parts. Tell the truth, I don't know what you gonna do. Damn, but I'm hoping you get from around here.
Around here.
Use your better sense of judgment. You don't really want it. And yo, you better fall back or else it's...
Take one for yourself, two for the team. One in the face, two in your spleen. Bruises and screams, eight in the face, two in the jeans. Rugers and beans. If my dog's hungry, I'm a Uber canoe with a team. Nigga, I'm the wavy one that got the town spinning. I be on the mouth, pitching them curves for wild innings. Steal uranium to his cranium. Pal hit him temporarily, left him with Down syndrome. Look, I'm the avatar with the Gatling palm. It's your Farrakhan. Spit your bow and arrow, Adam bomb. Got my catalog. Smooth cheek, keep the swagger on. Kenny Lattimore. Safely ladder saw, look alike on a sag along. Strong gal and they know that I'm the dope lick. I got that roar that'll make a Johnny nose shrink. I brought the ass into the hood moving snow racks. I give it when it's old back, have it ready or hold that.
Listen, little homie, it ain't smart the way you be walking around these parts. These niggas saute livers and ground these parts. Tell the truth, I don't know what you gonna do. Damn, but I'm hoping you get from around here, around here. Use your better sense of judgment. You don't really want it. But yo, you better fall back or else it's...
Check it, yeah. Shots, pops, gunners, gold 500s. Box cutters, stunners, glocks by the stomach. Wine colored bullets, diamonds, it's like boogers. Forever hold a cooker, indulge your hookers. Cut holes like butchers, it's hard to overlook us. Can't book us, hard cold as a bushes, blowing cushions. I'm with the thing low in the bushes, with pushes. My horse some lookers, y'all some more lookers. I was born with this. 4-4 long, more like a trenches. Nigga, you light work, never been hard to lift. Move birds like partridges, blow cartridges. Marks are targeted, no LA Dodger in this. I'm off to where the margarine is, I'm barging in. Fuck where the margin is, I put a part in your wig that's larger than big. Then the part of the crib, this arm on the kids like it's part of my rib. You dead, you dead.
Listen, little homie. It ain't smart the way you be walking around these parts. These niggas saute livers and ground these parts. Tell the truth, I don't know what you gonna do. Damn, but I'm hoping you get from around here, around here. Use your better sense of judgment. You don't really want it. But yo, you better fall back or else it's...
Nigga, hold that. Nigga, hold that.
GMX.
GMX.
MCMI Radio. Real hip-hop, real talk. Hosted by GMS and LR Blitzkrieg, each and every Friday night, brought to you by MCMIReport.com. Keep it locked.
MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk. It's GMS, your host. This is an affiliate of Six Man Radio. That's the station that we're broadcasting on. And for Friday nights, 6 to 8, we play real hip-hop music. We give you that real talk, you know what I mean, special guests. You can call us up if you want, 646-478-3599. Whether you want to make requests behind the scenes or ask a question, or if you'd like to speak to myself or any of our guests on the air, just let us know. So we have a special guest today because tomorrow there's this big event at the New Eureka Poets Cafe in Manhattan. And this is a monumental event. These events have been going on for many years, but this one is special. I'm going to bring in our guest, Gaston Thomas. Some of you might know him as an MC, as part of the duo Wise Guy and Gaston, because he does have a twin brother, and they perform a rap. But I'm going to let him explain all that to you. Gaston, you're on the air. What's good?
Peace, peace. Also got my man Kevin Fitzgerald. He just texted me. He's about to call in.
Cool. Yeah. So they don't even know who Kevin Fitzgerald is yet. So let's just start telling them about, you know, what's going on tomorrow.
Okay.
Just real briefly.
Well, at the New Eureka Poets Cafe, hosted by Wise Guy and Gaston, we have the event Words, which is the third Saturday of every month. But this show, instead of showcase artists, we're doing a special for the iTunes release of the documentary Freestyle, The Art of Rhyme. The documentary that came out some years back is now getting an iTunes release, so we're doing the release party and screening of the director's cut at our show tomorrow night in the New Eureka Poets Cafe.
Nice. And you were saying that's directed by Kevin Fitzgerald, who...
DJ Organic.
DJ Organic, that's his DJ name, no doubt. And so he texted you, so you're going to hit him with the call-in number so he can join us.
The call-in number, so he should be calling in anymore.
All right, cool. Well, hopefully he gets through and we can add him to the situation. But before we get into all that, what's good, Gaston? Haven't seen you in a while. I know you've been hosting this event this month. This is a monthly open mic hip-hop and poetry event, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. We have two of them, which is...
Okay, tell us about them.
Well, we have All That, which is the first Wednesday of every month, which is the full live jazz band and all open mic all night long. And then we have Words, which is the third Saturday of every month, which is tomorrow night, which is usually showcase artists, hip-hop, poets, musicians, whatever. And we have the band and the DJ. And then afterwards, it's open mic. So the difference is this one is a showcase, then open mic, with the band and a DJ, except tomorrow night, like I said, it's a special event, because we're celebrating the iTunes release of the director's cut of Freestyle, The Art of Rhyme.
Nice. So let me get this straight. So usually on the third Saturday of every month, you have some featured artists on the bill, and then you have the open mic. But tomorrow, the feature artist is this movie, which has a lot of people in it. Tell us just a few, like, there's 100 MCs in this movie. Just name, like, the five biggest names that you think are, you know, major artists out there that are in this documentary.
Well, let's say the two main ones, I say, is Craig G and Supernatural, because it documents,
okay.
they're like a big part of it. They document, like, their history of their different battles that they had.
Right.
So you have, you know, just a lot of West Coast, everybody from the West Coast to the East Coast Freestyle Fellowship to the East Coast Underground artists. So quite a few people in there.
Yeah, but you're not naming a couple of, you're not naming the real big names, man. You're like, yeah, a lot of underground artists. There's a lot of overground artists in this documentary,
yeah,
too. That's what I like. It's about freestyling. It's not about underground or mainstream or it's just anybody who's nice or who has something to say about freestyling. That's kind of what I liked about it.
Yeah, they even have, now you want to talk about overground artists. Of course, they're not here anymore. They, you know, we have a, there's a little feature with Tupac and Biggie going back and forth as well.
Oh, that's classic.
That was something special that was in there.
No doubt. Yo, I think that's Kevin calling in, right? Kevin.
Yeah,
what's good, man? Yeah, what's good, man? Long time no speak, man.
Respect. Gaston, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Hey, what's up? It's been a second.
Welcome to the conversation. We're actually in the middle of Gaston was explaining a couple things about the film. But I'm going to let you come in, you know, and give us more of the details because you created this film, right? So, you know, you have way more information than me and Gaston. But before we get into that, Gaston, normally on Saturday nights, there's an open – on the third Saturday of the month at Words, this event, there's an open mic. Now, I want to make sure I heard you right. There still will be an open mic, even though you're screening the film as the –
because usually it's a showcase in the beginning, it's followed by the open mic. But tonight, instead of the showcase acts, the showcase is the screening of the film. And then it's the open mic afterwards. But the special thing about tomorrow night, which I didn't get to mention, is right after, like we said, there's hundreds of MCs in a movie. And we have a few of them that's in the film that's actually going to be at the show. So we're going to do, like, right after the movie, we have, like, a little freestyle session afterwards. I believe we got you coming through, your group Hydra. We got Kim Funk Buddha, Wise Guy Gaston, Pac FM. A few cats are going to be there. And we don't know who's going to come through. There's a lot of heads going to come through. So we can't put everybody on. So you know the open mic afterwards is going to be insane.
But yeah, I actually can't make it. Unfortunately, I'm actually in school right now on the West Coast, so I couldn't make it out. But I think Mech is coming through, too. Pac FM's coming through. I think even Preservation, Most Def DJ is going to come through. and so it's going to be live.
A lot of people, Gassim is telling me off the mic have said that they're trying to come through, but it's not confirmed, so he doesn't want to like put their name up there. But so there's going to be 10 to 20 artists that are not mentioned that are just showing up that are in the movie or support the movie. It's going to be people that probably heads have not seen them in an intimate setting like this, like in a small venue like the New Yorican, where you're right in front of the stage, 5 feet away from people, and probably haven't seen them freestyling and just having a good time and ciphering with a bunch of cats on stage that are also dope. So this is going to be a rare opportunity for people to see these artists in a different way than when you just go to one of their shows at SOBs or something and they're performing their set. This is going to be some real hip hop going on, you know? So what time does that event tomorrow? What time does the doors open?
10, show at 10:30. And 10:30.
The show, meaning the film starts at 10:30.
Yes,
is that what you mean?
Yes, meaning the film starts at 10:30.
So you don't want to miss the film. Make sure you get there before 10:30. And also, if you want to sign up for the open mic, you got to get there early to sign up. You don't want to be the last person at the end of the night on open mic. So I've gone to this event dozens of times, maybe even close to 100 times, because you've been doing these events from like 1993 or something at the New Yorican or somewhere else before that. So this is the longest running monthly event like that. Yeah, Rocky Presents. Shout out to Rocky LaMontagne.
The original host.
Right, was Bobbito Garcia, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Then they have switched hosts over the years. Who are some other people who've hosted?
Well, right after Bobbito stopped, Rocky had guest hosts. So every month it would be like a guest host. Different artists would guest host. It was maybe for about I think a year, and then my brother and I we guest hosted, and then we like took over because he was always part of the family. As far as filming, because my brother and I we film as well. So I can't remember, Kevin. I think some of our footage, I know we gave a lot of footage to him. Some of it may have made the film. I can't even remember at this point.
I can't even remember either, but I know when we were out there filming, we you guys were really integral in helping us, just basically get access to a lot of Cypher, areas and open mics and just introducing us to a lot of heads. So I definitely want to, send love and thank you to you and your brother Guy and Hydra Posse and G-Man, and we just it was great. It was a great experience being out there in the early late early parts of 2000 and late parts of the 90s, hanging with you guys in New York. I gotta say, you guys being part of the film was really important to the story and how everything developed. In fact, that cipher that we shot in Central Park with Mos Def, that was where Pac's in there and D-Men's in there for a little bit. We kind of, the editing over the years kind of cut you out a little more than I would appreciate, would want, but it's still, you guys still represented
a
lot.
So since I got you here, I can put you on the spot. So I've always wanted to know, do you have clearly all your footage like that got cut? Do you know where stuff is? Or are you like Gaston, where he's got 1,000 VHS tapes in his house of video footage, and he has no labels on it and no idea what it is? If I wanted to get the full cipher of that, just for us to watch it and be like, this is our cipher, would you have that? You know what I mean?
I probably have it someplace in some kind of box somewhere, but I would have to dig it up. And
because I know AL Skills was in that, Ken Boog, a lot of artists, and their parts weren't shown either. And I know they love that cipher's in the movie, and they understand that you got to cut it for a time or whatever, but they would love to see the picture.
Yeah. We could get that. But basically, it's on a tape that is like a kind of a rare type of format that's DV cam. So it's like a bigger tape. So I basically have to transfer that at like a post-production facility, but we can do it because I actually just launched this YouTube channel for the film Freestyle Rap on YouTube.
Should throw up little clips, little things that like bonus footage that didn't make the film, like here's piece of this cipher and here is this scene, and
for sure. I mean, we got a new website, freestylethefilm.com, and we've got, you know, the Facebook and stuff. So I've been dropping little gems here and there. But, man, literally we have like 5,000 hours of footage from all the years that we have been working on the film. I mean, it was close to 10 years we have been working on the film. So there's lots of footage. And you know, Gaston can attest to the fact of how it is to be able to organize all that footage and keep it archived.
Guy, we hear it every day from everybody. G-Man, he just decided to put us on the spot right now. But he didn't say anything that he hasn't told us to our faces. And every MC on the East Coast and the West Coast has said to us at some point, like, man, when are you going to give me that footage? And
yeah. Like, you guys need to make your own.
You just film, you film, you film, you film, and you don't even get a chance to look at it because you're busy filming the next event. Because we was at every event of that, you know, of the day.
Right.
You guys need to make your own documentary, I think.
Yeah, they do. And have their own YouTube channel. Because
exactly.
They have so much footage, and they could be getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views, and that could be furthering their interest. But, I've talked to Wise Guy and Gaston behind the scenes plenty of times, and the offer still stands. MCMIReport.com is available at your disposal because we put up videos. And anything that you guys want to promote of your archives, you know, hook, edit it, throw a little Wise Guy and Gaston logo, whatever your company is, whatever, so, you know, direct people to your website and give me the video and I'll put it up on our site and it'll be, you know, sending you guys traffic and promoting your footage, you know, because you guys definitely have some classic archives that the world should see, should get out there. Not, it shouldn't just sit there because you haven't had a chance to put it up, you know. So anything that I could do to help you with that, you know, let me know and we'll get on it over at MCMI.
I will take it under advisement, sir.
But getting back to this film, because we haven't really discussed that a lot, and I know people tuned in are like, what's this freestyle art of rhyme thing, because it's going to be in the description of the show. I know they're curious about it, and I know that it came out with some different titles. I think one was Art Freestyle, the Art of Rap. Was that the VH1 version? But,
no, that
Kevin,
was that. Yeah, that was else. Art of Rap was that was Ice-T's thing.
Oh, that
oh
was
you're talking about
else.
The VH1 jam. Yeah, that
no,
was,
I'm talking about years ago, before
Ice-T,
not his.
Yeah, it was out on VH1 for a second. They did a little edited version, and then it came out on DVD in, like, 2005. And then, you know, we had been screening it as work in progress for, like, a number of years before then and, like, touring it around and won some awards and stuff. And
in a couple of senses, explain what this means. What is this film about? Freestyle, the Art of Rhyme. Basically,
it's a story of MCs such as yourself, you guys, you know, the Project Bloat MCs, the Good Life MCs out on the West Coast, because that's where I went to film school. And I actually was born in New York, but then when I was in, like, elementary, my dad brought us out to L.A. He had a job out there. So we ended up staying out there, and I just, you know, had always hungered and missed the whole vibe in New York and, you know, basically where the foundation was. And then I started connecting with heads. I went to school with Cut Chemist from Jurassic 5 and, like, played in Unity Committee, which was, like, the band before Jurassic 5 became a band, and Ozo Motley and those heads. And just started going up to the open mics at the Good Life, which was near USC, where I went to film school with John Singleton. And just started going up there to the ciphers and stuff in the Good Life parking lot. It was basically a health food cafe, which was similar to the New Eurekan vibe, where they had an open mic regularly where MCs could bust. And everybody from Ice Cube to Volume 10 to, Freestyle Fellowship and Fat Joe even came up there, and Dos FX came through there. A lot of heads in the LA underground, and that's basically where I started filming. And they had a rule that you couldn't curse, and then they started Project Bloat, which was a little bit more where AC Alone really blew off the spot, and with Fellowship and all those cats and Bus Driver, and so the whole underground scene. And then through Phoenix Orion, he was always saying, you got to meet my cousin or my brother Supernat. And I was like, okay. And I hadn't even heard of Supernatural. And then so we went out to the East Coast and hooked up with Supernat, hooked up with you guys, Kim Funk Buddha, and we just ran into him just
that's crazy that you guys were doing a documentary about freestyling and you didn't know who Super Nat was. I know your mind was blown. Tell us when you first did you first see him live performing, or did you first see a video clip of him? Like,
no,
what was your first introduction to Supernatural?
Never heard of the guy. Never seen. And I was I considered myself a hip hop head, and I had a radio show in L.A. I played hip hop. I dug for hip hop. I was into hip hop, but never heard of Supernatural. And the first time I met him was when we went to Daddy Kev's spot up in Silver Lake, and he's the guy who does the Low End Theory out in L.A., which is the beat producers sort of venue.
Okay.
And he's worked with like DJ Hive and those cats, a lot of up and coming L.A. and now international artists. And we went to the studio and they were doing a little session. Super Nat was there, and that was the first time I met him. And right there with my camera crew, and we just filmed him hanging out. And and then we have that famous scene where he's freestyling with DJ Hive is on the MPC freestyling his beat, and
he's hitting his drum pads and making a beat. He's freestyling a beat. He's playing a beat live with his hands, tapping different things and pointing to the crossfader and hitting the drum pad while rhyming about doing that and saying, I'm on the left pad, and then I go to the flash fader or whatever. It's pretty sick, so that people want to check that out. Actually, I think I have an audio clip of that. I'm going to play, because it was in the preview in the trailer, that little snippet. I'm going to play that and then let people be entertained for a few seconds, and we'll come back and talk more about the movie. Cool?
Cool.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We're talking with Kevin Fitzgerald, director of Freestyle, The Art of Rhyme, and Gaston, who's an MC who's hosting and going to be performing and screening the film tomorrow, Saturday, at the New Eureka Poets Cafe. Right now, check out this freestyle from Supernat.
One time, yeah, brother, gonna catch it, love it to like it. It's like the poet to the psychic. I never write it, I just love to kick the phrase. And this the type of shit they need to see on TV. Need to have my own show, yeah, never a fool. Little kids be running home, yeah, after school.
I could have sold this to her. I started reading the dictionary just period as a tool to build my vocabulary. Then I got into reading the rhyming dictionary like later on, just trying to find all the words in the world that could possibly rhyme or you could fit in the sentences. I'd say I've been reading it for about 10, 15 years, the regular dictionary in, conjunction with the rhyming dictionary.
So it helps you with your freestyles?
Definitely. Everything I read helps me with my freestyles. Anything I read, all information, news, current events, whatever's around me, my surroundings, everything is a freestyle to me.
Do you understand? I'm a miraculous man with a spliff in my hand like Bob the Rocker Man. Get the camera over here, one time I see I'm rhyming so fast the camera can't follow me. So dance with me, feel my vibe, roll with my tribe, Robotech poster of odds, sitting back and feel my vibe. Any MC that crosses my path commit suicide. Damn, each and every time that I cram to understand the average mortal man with aggression let you inside the freestyle session. Never forget that I just gave you a blessing.
Well, no matter what way I may be feeling, I can always find an outlet to express myself through, music, and music is creativity. And creativity is, I think, one of the closest energies that we have to God, Creativity, being able to do things spontaneously.
Let me tell you about Hive while he plays the MP. Now you see this? This is something that is seldom seen. The DJ break it down on the beat machine. This right here is exactly what we need. He put 4,000 on it, but he needed more speed. True indeed, yeah, rhymes go mad. Yo, they sample it from the records and they take it to the pad. The pad, one time to make it all complete. When he plays the pad together, then he makes up the beat. Now you can check it, rock it for a second. To make a proper beat, I tell you, you need to wreck it. Yeah, grab the microphone, the devastator. Cut this record and write it, fuck it with the flash beater. Forth and back, yeah, brother, I could dash. That's how he got the name of Grandmaster Flash. Yo, I'm flying from the mountain, Mount Zion.
supernatural, better predator than that part of Phoenix Orion. All at one time, here on stage, live from NYC, in the place to be. Get a load of me, yeah, I am the syncopator. And right here's a rolling judo with the beat modulator. You can make a bass line with it and lace with it. Rhymes like these, and we got this shit if we need keys to put all this shit together and make it fast. Freestyle session from the God Supernat. What?
Yeah. MCMR Radio, real hip hop, real talk, Friday night on Six Man Radio. It's your host GMS. Shout out to my co-host LR Blitzkrieg. We're talking with Kevin Fitzgerald about this freestyle documentary, which has been out before on DVD, has been on television briefly, but is now being released on iTunes. So that means people can go and access it and download it through iTunes. We also have Gaston Thomas. Gaston, I don't know if you, when you talk about yourself, do you use your last name or do people just know you as Gaston?
Just Gaston, just Gaston.
Cool. And do you always only exclusively, you always rock with him or sometimes it's just Gaston? So it's always Wise Guy and Gaston?
Yeah, well, I mean, but we've both done, you know, our own solo stuff. Like the
right.
Lyricist Lounge album, it was just Wise Guy. And then okay. I've done stuff. I was with Vernon Reed. His band, Yo Himbe Brothers, Vernon Reed from Living Color. So
okay.
I performed with his band, Yo Himbe Brothers. I done stuff with Lay Nubian. I was part of Sister Celia. She had a solo show, and I was part of it. Then also I was with Us Three. I did two albums with Us Three, so performed all over the world. And
nice.
So I've done a lot of stuff on my own, and guys, Wise Guys.
And you build as just Gaston when you do that?
Yes.
Okay, because I know you from, you know, from way back, so I know y'all last names. So, but I'm gonna drop that and just call you Gaston for the rest of the show. My bad putting the government out there. But anyway, I know it's not a secret. But so let's talk about that this film is now. Well, you know, before we even get into that, we haven't discussed a lot of amazing major artists that are in this documentary. You talked about Project Load, Freestyle Fellowship. People in the Plague, Dominion, and other artists down here on the East Coast underground scene. But I know that Black Thought is in this film, freestyling. I think someone's doing a beatbox. I'm not sure. Is Quest doing the beatbox?
Yep.
Performing that.
Most
got
Def.
A lot of dope MCs. Most Def is in it. Is Common in this? Is there a clip of Common?
Common is not in this cut. Actually, he will be in a cut coming up. I'm releasing a Blu-ray as soon as he's going to be in there with battling Wu-Tang, actually. And
wow.
I have like a, yeah, it's crazy because there's actually a Freestyle Fellowship Common Wu-Tang battle that happened in L.A. On the Wake Up Show, and it was it was a radio battle. It was a simulcast with Molly Mall on the West Coast, and they battled, and I filmed that. I was with Fellowship when they went up to the studio with Sway and Tech, and it's actually on the YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Freestyle Rap, so people can peep it out there.
Cool. Give your website again, because I think when you said it before, your phone had some static. Give your website.
Freestylethefilm.com. And we're at Twitter, is Freestyle Doc, D-O-C. And we're also, you know, we got Instagram and SoundCloud, too. We're actually doing a soundtrack competition. I'm releasing a mixtape of all the audio, you know, combined with just, you know, over the last, like, 10 or 15 years of stuff that we've compiled, basically from artists in the film. We're putting together a little competition for MCs to actually, like, get on the soundtrack, sort of like a 50 MCs type of thing. You know, Tony Touch really inspired me, like, over the years with the stuff he was doing. So we're trying to do that with our SoundCloud, which is up there too.
So you got a lot going on, man. You got Blu-ray, you got iTunes. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, we'll see how
YouTube
we'll see
channel.
How
like, but it's great because you're spreading the culture and you're letting people see pieces of history that, you know, only maybe a couple people were on hand. At some cases, 20 or 30, in some cases, 1,000 people or a couple thousand witnessing these events, sometimes just a cipher in the park. And now you're allowing millions of people who are into this culture and who really support and live it and want to find out what's going on at other places of the world to really connect and use, you know, the whole global village of this digital media, you know, is being made accessible. I know that for me, when I saw the original cuts, because, you know, in the early 2000s, which I'm sure the film has so much more now because you've been continuously working on it, but the original cuts, that was my first time getting to know and just watching these people speak and cipher. Divine Styler, Micah 9, Medusa, you know, people in Freestyle Fellowship, Jurassic 5, West Coast artists, because I didn't have the opportunity to travel a lot to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So now when these cats came to New York and performed at venues like SOBs or Knitting Factory or BB King's or something, I would be at the show and I would approach them and say, hey, what's up? You were in the freestyle. They would look at me and they'd say, no, you! You're GMS. You were in the freestyle documentary. What's good, man? I saw your part. You had your boy there, Blitzkrieg, and Pack of Film, and I was like, yeah, what's good? Yeah, we know who you are. We kind of followed your music a little bit on the underground out here, that we saw you in the documentary. We saw what you looked like. I was amazed that people actually recognized me from just from a four-second brief clip. You know, it's a little more than that. But, you know, I don't have that much time in the film. But people really wanted to get to know their counterparts in the East Coast as well. And I felt like I knew them because I'd gotten to know them through the documentary. So it was really dope. So we dapped up and we basically showed each other a lot of love. And I think that happened to so many people from this video, you know, from seeing other people in the movie. I think that's a great thing that you contributed to the hip-hop culture of people expanding their horizons and getting to kind of travel by the film. By you traveling, we all get to travel and see. Hip-hop is not only how it is in my little town in New York and Boston, you know, in Texas and Michigan. Like, you get to see what's going on in other places. That's one of the impacts that the film had on me personally, and I'm sure millions of people. So, you know, I really salute you and applaud you for taking this on. You know, I'm glad that you were interested in this and were like, I'm going to do this, you know. I know you didn't start out thinking you're going to make $1 million because, you know, you just wanted to document this thing. And now now it's kind of taken on its own life, you know.
I definitely didn't make $1 million. Definitely didn't make. I actually equated the how much I made over the course of doing this, and I would have made more if I had, you know, been working at McDonald's at a 9-to-5, because it is an independent documentary. And actually, you just, when I got Gaston's text about the radio show to come on, I was actually in my, I'm back in school. I'm studying to be a doctor of Chinese medicine, and I'm doing acupuncture. So I was in my Foundations of Chinese Medicine class.
That's great.
You know, to me, again, the ciphering and this whole culture that you guys have been a part of and I've been trying to document, I felt the same way coming out to New York. You know, you guys showed us so much love, and just the scene that you guys had was so strong with the Lyricist Lounge, you know, and big up to Anthony and
Danny.
You know, it was just, you know, them giving us that footage of the Supernat Craig G battle, because we had heard about it. We had heard about it so much. And this was kind of before YouTube had really, you know, taken off, and even Facebook had kind of, you know, started going. That, you know, people were just like, you know, I had heard the Lyricist Lounge, you know, about the TV show and the mixtapes and stuff that they were putting out, but had never been to one, you know? And so, like, to actually get that footage, and then also, you know, run into Mr. C, and he just, you know, broke us off with the tape of the Biggie, you know, Block, you know, cipher with the way we took out that one rapper in Brooklyn, and just, you know, again, that New York vibe of, like, hustling and how everyone's, you know, kind of out on the streets walking around, and you run into people and just connect. I got to tell you, man, that it was literally so much love, you know, that it was, especially with Gaston and Wise Guy and Rocky and the New Eurekan and that whole, you know, history that goes back for years with, you know, the poets in the Lower East Side. It's just, it's something that's part of history and culture that can never be taken away, and I'm just really feel fortunate to be a part of it with you guys.
And speaking of that, Gaston, is coming on 20 years of that showcase being at the New Eurekan. You're having an event. Tell us about this, the 20th anniversary.
Yes, we have a 20th anniversary.
coming up, Rocky Presents, all that. All that is actually in its 20th year, and Words,
wow,
the 19th year, but we're celebrating both of them. And we'll celebrate that in a couple of months. So I will put more info out shortly. So
cool. So that's up and coming in a few months.
Yes.
So, but wow, it's been a long time. Well, how does,
like
the Blue
Note,
the
20 years.
Right? Exactly. And it's good because it's bringing, it legitimizes our culture, because I heard a comedian, you know, from the 90s, I don't remember who it was, but they were joking around. They were saying, imagine hip-hop, man. Imagine, you know, when we see, like, the Temptations perform now, or, you know, Smokey Robinson or the Miracles, whatever, you know. Imagine rappers. Rappers aren't going to do that. We're not going to see, you know, Salt and Pepper, Public Enemy, and Kid and Play, you know, 50 years old doing, like, reunion shows. They can't do that, you know. This was the comedian was saying that. You know, hardy, har, har, here it is, 2013. Public Enemy just did a 50-state tour, a 50-city tour, and overseas as well. And
yep,
every member of Public Enemy is in their 50s. Chuck D is like 53, he's either 53 or 57, and
yep,
he's like the fifth oldest guy in Public Enemy. He's not the oldest. When you,
yep,
if you look at Terminator X, Flavor Flav is older than him. You know, Salt and Pepper tours, Kid and Play does shows here and there, does old school union shows. So it actually is like that. Hip hop is like that. And KRS-One's got to be pushing 50 right now, and he still rocks hard and goes out, goes and tours.
And even
so
more recently,
this really is a legitimate culture. It's not, you know, they used to make fun of hip hop in its infancy, but
yeah. And gee,
you know,
just last night, Wise Guy and I, we went to Queensbridge Park, Marley Mall, Dos Effects, Special Ed,
nice.
Chubb Rock. It
wow,
was an old school event, and all these cats all came back to rock. And that was a dope show. You had Black Sheep. So it was a hot event. So you had all these cats from way back all coming up and rocking. So that just shows the longevity of it.
Was Craig G there?
No, he wasn't there.
Okay.
Because he's a Queens cat. He probably had a show somewhere else because he would have been out there.
By the way, a side note, Rocky actually texted me that Craig G was disappointed that we didn't ask him to come to perform at the New Eurekan spot. But
oh, here we go again, Gaston.
Publicly, I want to say publicly, Craig, we would love to have you. Please come through. We didn't think about it because we couldn't really offer him anything because we weren't really working with much. So we kind of threw this together at the last minute. You know, we didn't have any sponsors or anything. You guys are just showing us love to screen the film. But you know, obviously we'd love to have him. Right, Gaston?
Yes, sir.
Gaston, I think that goes for a lot of MCs that are in the film, whether they're a major artist that's out there now performing and releasing records, or whether they're just someone who was in an underground cypher in the street corner.
Yeah, anybody would be
a lot of people felt like, I would like to have been in this. And I know you spoke to me about this, or actually I spoke to your brother about it behind the scenes, Wise Guy, and he explained, you know, how it came about last minute, and they really had difficulty reaching out to everybody. So I don't know if you want to say anything about that.
Yeah,
you know.
Kevin basically said it. We put it together, like, sort of with not much time. So we spent more time organizing the event and trying to figure out what we're going to do. And also, you know, I also got to apologize to some artists that were actually booked for the July show. We pushed them along because instead of, like, this show is usually normally showcases. So we had artists that was going to be on the showcase. We decided this would be a perfect time with the release to do the screening. So that would be the showcase. That would take the place of the showcase. So we had to, you know, make phone calls and apologize to acts that we had booked for July for them to be pushed on to a later date. So, you know, apologies all around and hoping people come through and just to support the event. So, again, you know, if we were left out, it would blame our, you know, it was don't blame.
Well, nobody's left out because everyone's invited to come through.
Yes.
And when Wise Guy and Gaston see you and you're in the house and you walk over to them and say, yo, what's good? Especially you need to come early because they're going to be on stage hosting or going to be going crazy with the event. But come early. When they see us, they know who we are, who the New York underground scene is, because they're a part of it. They're not just people who throw this show. They was the one ciphering with us, doing the beatbox, kicking freestyles and videotaping all of this. When they see who's who, they're going to be, oh, yeah, what's good? Oh, glad you came. And you guys are going to probably get to jump on stage. So just come through and support the event. it's not an ego thing about, yo, my name is on the bill or whatever. It's at least 50 to 100 cats that have the right to even walk in and rock. So we can't put all those people on a flyer. So just come through and let's build and spread love like we did back in the day.
And like
I think one more game.
After the film, it's open mic, so that open mic's going to be crazy. So everybody will get on and rock. So that's going to be a great show.
I think Pac FM was going to invite Mecca as well. And if Substantial's in town, please, I would love to invite him. I don't know if he's around. And
I think he's
also
in Maryland, but Mecca's definitely coming. I was chilling with him last night. We went to see Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth. They had a taping. That's a great show. It's not really a song and dance type of show, but it's him telling his story and talking about his life and every question you ever wanted to ask about how he saw things and how he felt about the many ups and downs of his life. It's really touching and moving. That's going to come out on HBO, so it's not playing anymore, but they filmed it for HBO, so you guys will all get to check it out later. But anyway, I saw him last night, and shout out to Lemon also, who I ran into.
Do any of you guys know what's up with the prolific one from End of the Week, you know, from that cypher we
had
at Central Park? Yeah.
ELW, they still do their weekly open mic over at Pyramid on Sundays, and he's definitely around.
Will you guys try to get at him? I want to invite those guys as well, because
we're gonna invite the entire crew of EOW, Three Kings, Eye to Eye, Nunzio, Jess James, everybody. You know, Scram Jones. We're gonna Facebook this around and get the word out.
Fresh.
If they're not listening and already know from this show, so we definitely will promote that. So tell us about the iTunes release of this.
You say, yeah, so it just dropped. It just dropped July 2nd, you know, and we actually have a couple of promo. We have some promo codes that we're going to give out for at the event at the New Eureka this Saturday, and also some DVDs. I don't know. Did you guys get the Gaston? Did you get the DVDs I sent you and your brother?
Not just yet. It'll be here shortly.
Okay,
I didn't
cool.
get it just yet.
Okay, cool. And
it's
dropped. So basically, anybody can go to the iTunes store, rate it, please give it a good review so we get high up in the rankings, because it is an independent documentary, you know, not much budget for advertising or promo. This is how we do it, basically, get the word out.
Is it the same, is it the exact same cut as the DVD, or is it a slightly different version with more stuff added into it since then?
This is the same cut as the DVD, but we're actually very soon going to be releasing a new version that is the director's cut, and then will be followed by the Blu-ray. But the soundtrack's also dropping soon as well, with the SoundCloud that we got going on. So again, there's a lot going on. I'm in school now too, studying Chinese medicine, so it's kind of tough. And I've got a couple of seeds as well, so it's like it's the full 360 lifestyle.
Congratulations,
thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, busy is a good problem to have, because the opposite of busy is you have nothing going on in your life and no one's checking for you and you're not interesting. You're just sitting there with nothing to do.
Boring.
It's a gift and a curse.
I kind of sometimes I think like I wouldn't mind that in a way sometimes, but again, I get lonely and bored pretty quickly that does happen.
But count your blessings, because you travel the world, you're studying something amazing, your kids are great, you know, you're having fun with this movie still. This project you started, you said you started in the late 90s and you first
like
started
90,
coming out
in 2000. I think we started shooting in 95, man, up at the Good Life in L.A., Project Load.
Yeah.
So
it's awesome that you get to be passionate about something and, you know, stay connected to the music, you know?
That is true.
So I think I'm going to play one more clip. I'm going to play the trailer. I'm going to play the audio of the trailer, because even without seeing it, people can hear what's being said and the controversy and stuff. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about this controversial thing, which is in the film, and that millions of conversations have been had. So I want to get both of your takes on freestyle, off the top versus written. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but check out this this clip of the trailer from Freestyle, The Art of Rhyme. MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We'll be right back.
I was like about 16. My mom used to drag me to church like for every year prior to that. And they had me I was like the hippest cat in church, man. The hippest, I was hip-hop. Hip-hop is in my blood, man. It just runs through me, man.
There's two different art forms, written rhymes, and there's freestyle.
The reality of how hip-hop got started is beautiful. It almost looks like a fight.
Rap is poetry. Poetry is expressing yourself.
The goal of freestyling is to throw something out once, and you can never do it again. That's what makes it free.
We're just bold and brazen and just in your face.
Yeah, rhymes go mad. You're sampling from the records and they take it to the pad. The pad, one time to make it all complete. When he plays the pad together, then he makes up the beat.
It was a bloodbath. It was big circles of just cats who had razor sharp lyrics just slicing anybody they could.
You get no taste, you just a waste of good flesh. No hood couldn't test what I got. Otherwise, it's a show shot. Make you jump out your Reebok while my big brother busts the beatbox.
Freestyling is coming off the head. You know, straight up making it up. Straight up rhymes out of your head. Not nothing that you wrote down.
I don't write none of this shit. I strictly come walk the biscuit, blowing your district.
You wonder whoever or who is it? Yet it is the one. Black Thought, the Maddox.